sitting alone in the shadows, I was feeling bewildered and blue. When a thought crossed my mind, please don't think me unkind if I give this thought. Oh, horses don't bet on people. Horses have too much sense. Horses don't have no remorses. They pull wagons without recompense. People who wager on horses see their castles go up in smoke. But horses don't bet on people. That's why they never go broke.
Yes, what my heart meant, the song you used to sing, them turnful things remind me of you.
Now, Red Honeychild, they long little things about you, too, that got stuck in my heart. Crossways, pray, on my neck, most night became a calling on me. The nightingales was a hollering, and my heart was a flopping like a toad in a storm. And there you was on the front stoop, big as life and twice as ugly. You was a-holding something behind you, something you'd run
me. Yeah, I couldn't nothing.
Oh, say, it had been so long since anybody had planned me a present. I went plumb off the field. I slammed open the door. Kind of bashful like, you held out the plant. And what do you think it was?
That old tobacco smell that always lingers.
Them bright red whiskers that you always see. Well, you should say now the way that you could sing the dreadful thing we must do.
Yeah.
When you done that to me, I knew it had to be. Them checkered pants of yours without no feet in.
Oh, yeah. Them G.I. Fusey urn was too small to get your big feet in.
No, look here. You can't insult me.
Yeah, I know that before I said it.
Why, I'll pound your head so far down your ears will stick out your pants pocket.
Why, you do, you flea-bitten old black rapper. I'll fight loose your shoestring.
Come on! Under the sink with the rest of the pipe.
Go away, down and sit
down. Ah, put an egg in your chewing teeth.
Yeah. Oh, how the ghosts of you play. Tempting to things remind me of you. Hey, 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 remind me of you.
Ah, no!
A cowboy took a trip to Hawaii, and on the beach one night at Waikiki, the music that he heard was so enchanting, he lost his heart and sang this melody. I want to hear you sing, my lady, hear you play your ukulele. I want to stay here in Hawaii and learn the wiki wiki wacky woo. I want to love you and woo-hoo-hoo you. I'll stop my riding, roping, loafing, everything for you if you'll sing to me, my lady, a song of love beneath Hawaiian sky. Wiki wacky woo, I want to love you and woo-hoo-hoo you. I'll stop my riding, roping, loafing, everything for you if you sing to me, my lady, a song of love beneath Hawaiian skies. Oh,
oh, Cowboy Joe, he had a horse, but he didn't know how to ride.
Oh, shucks!
Every time he jumped in the saddle, he fell off on the other side.
Ow!
He got so many bumps and lumps that he grew mighty sick. So he sold his horse for a dollar and a half and bought a pogo stick. And now he rides the range in a way that's mighty strange.
Look at him go, look at him go, hoppity, 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 hoppity. Look at him go, hoppity, 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 ho.
Underneath the prairie sky, you can see him bouncing high,
galloping high, galloping low, hoppity, 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 ho.
Giddy-up, pogo. The other cowboys, how they laughed when he came bouncing through.
Ha, ha!
They said, Joe, you look so silly, cause you bounce like a kangaroo. But Joe said, don't you laugh at me, I love my pogo stick. If you will run a race with us, we'll beat you mighty quick. They all yelled, hip hooray.
Hooray!
And then they dashed away.
Bang!
Look at him go, look at him go, hoppity, 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 hoppity. Look at him go, look at him go, hoppity, 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 ho.
Bouncing like a rubber ball, Joe, he beat them one and all.
Galloping high, galloping low, hoppity, 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 ho.
Three cheers for Joe!
Shucks, I knew old Pogo could do it, and he ain't even breathing. breathing hard. Now every time he bounces by, the people cheer for Joe.
Hooray!
He's the main attraction when he rides in the rodeo. So if you haven't got a horse, don't let it worry you. Just climb aboard your pogo stick and be a buckaroo. When you bounce by like Joe, the crowd will holler,
oh! Oh!
Look at him go, look at him go. Hoppity, 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 hoppity. Look at him go, look at him go. Hoppity, 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 ho. Underneath the prairie sky, you can see him bouncing by, galloping high, galloping low. Hoppity, 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 ho. Look at him go!
Hoppity-ho! Hoppity-ho! Looks like a government letter. Dear Madam, as you perhaps know, the government, under code number 6842 for the propagation of the race, has made it mandatory for all married couples to produce children before the termination of their fifth married year. Our Mr. Socket will call on you and explain our method and render such assistance as you may need in complying with the code.
Good morning, Mrs. Haywire. I see by the paper that you've just celebrated your fifth set wedding anniversary. Any children?
I'm afraid you've come to the right house, and I'm ready to listen and act according to your instructions.
Very well. We might as well get busy. You see, we have the thing reduced to a veritable science. I should recommend at least two in the bathtub, one or two on the couch, and a couple on the floor.
Good heavens!
Well, you want your child natural, don't you?
Oh, I suppose that's the proper thing.
Now,
but it does seem a bit informal.
Yes, it of course, the best of us can't get a good one every time, but one out of six, there's bound to be a honey. I've had the best luck in bathtub shots. Perhaps you'd like to see a sample of my work.
Well, after all, there's no hurry, is there?
Oh, no, indeed, no, indeed. You see, a man in my line can do his best work in a hurry. Now, here on page five is a cute little fellow, just a home job that took about 4 hours. Isn't he a beauty?
Yes, a very lovely child.
But get a load of this. Believe it or not, this was on top of a Fifth Avenue bus.
A Fifth Avenue bus?
It's really very simple when you know how.
Yes, that seems to be the important thing.
Now, here's one, a one-shot job that was made in Wanamaker's window at high noon.
Wanamaker's window?
Yes.
Well, weren't you a bit embarrassed?
Not at all. You see, the mother of the child had a film contract, and she wanted a little publicity.
No doubt she got it.
Boy, did she get it. Before we were through, the newsreels were shooting us from the street.
And to think the government...
Oh, yes, you see, it's suggestive of their program. In fact, they encourage the work. Now, here's the toughest job I ever tackled. Look at this.
Twins?
Yeah. Took me from 2 in the afternoon until 5 in the evening. I never worked under more difficult circumstances in my life. There must have been 500 people watching me. The crowd kept closing in on us till I hardly had room to work.
But I don't see how you keep your mind on your work.
Practice, my dear lady, practice.
But with all those people...
Oh, of course, a couple of policemen helped me, but just imagine, more than 3 hours under handicaps like that. Now, I could have gotten in a couple of more shots before dark, but by that time, the squirrels were gnawing at my equipment.
Oh!
Wait a minute, the lady fainted. Help, lady, you need some water?
I'll be all right.
Are you all right?
Perhaps we'd better get started before my husband returns from the office.
Well, maybe he'd like to see me work.
Oh, but I'm sure he wouldn't. Just select a location.
Well, where are the children?
Children?
Yes. The candid camera people...
What did you say?
That's the company I work for.
You mean you're not a government man?
Hell no. I take pictures of babies in nature's poses.
And to think I would have... Get out of here.
Now, wait a minute.
Get
baby.
Out of here. The idea of coming in here. Get out.
Eloise. 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 Who is the little girl who lives at the plaza in New York?
That's me, Eloise. I'm six. I live on the top floor.
Who is the little girl who knows everybody's business in New York?
I spend an enormous amount of time in the lobby. I have to see what's going on there.
Who's on the telephone most of the day?
I have to call room service a lot and tell them to charge it, please, and thank you very much.
Who's in and out and up and down and in everybody's way?
That's what Mr. Salamoni says, and he ought to know. He's the manager, for Lord's sake.
Who's up at break of day creating a terrible racket in the halls?
Sometimes I take two sticks and skitter them along the woodwork.
Who has a lovely way of writing her name in lipstick on the walls?
My mother is 30 and wears a 3½ shoe.
Who's the little darling who'll drive you out of your head, but you love her just the same?
After all, I'm only 6.
Who's the little girl who's only good when she's in bed? Eloise is her name.
That's me, Eloise.
Eloise. Eloise.
wears tissue paper in her dress. And you can hear it.
Eloise, what are you doing?
Here's the thing of it. I have to open that window wider because there's this pigeon who keeps hanging around out there, and I'm going to squonk him in his head.
Eloise, what are you doing, doing? Come in off that ledge, my dear, and close the windows at once before we all freeze.
Well, Nanny, actually, I am rather tired.
Good night, my dear.
Good night, Nanny.
Good night, Eloise.
Eloise.
Oh, my Lord. There's so much to do. Tomorrow, I think I'll pour a pitcher of water down the mail chute.
Eloise!
That's me! Eloise!
This is a story about a guy who came home late one night.
Must have been 2 or 3 a.m., something like that.
Gotta get me some sleep, he yawned as he turned out the light.
Must have been too tired to do any reading.
Now whether he dreamed what happened,
or if he really heard it, well, he wouldn't bet.
But he swears it sounded like two cats.
Yeah?
Singing a duet. Come meow, my pretty kitten, we will serenade the moon.
Not meow.
Come meow, my pretty kitten, we will sing a little tune.
Not meow.
When the folks got home tonight,
yeah,
at 12 or thereabout, they locked the door and they forgot to put me out.
Come meow, my pretty kitten.
Meow,
not meow.
Come meow, my pretty kitten.
This is me, your boyfriend, Tom.
Not meow.
Come meow, my pretty kitten.
This is Tom the Atom Bomb.
Not meow.
I assure you I'd come meow.
You would?
If only I knew how. They tell me that you really are the cat's meow.
Come meow, my pretty kitten.
Meow.
Not meow.
So you want to go out and see your boyfriend, do you, kitty?
Yes!
Well, get out!
I meow
my handsome kitten.
Meow!
Yes, meow!
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and let me start by saying that each and every one of those records was hand-washed by yours truly. By hand, removing what appeared to be cat food from them. It's apparently cat food that had already been through the cat. But each and every record was hand-washed, so they sound as good as they're going to sound, and that's about as all I can tell you. Okay, we started with Kay Kaiser and the orchestra of Clyde Rogers. On the vocalisms, that was Horses, Don't Bet on People. And I've noticed that to be true. Red Ingle and the Natural Seven, Them Dern Fool Things, The Hawaiian Cowboy from Rex Allen. Cowboy and a Pogo Stick was the Balladeers. Kix gave us Birth Control. Now, I don't know who those people are or what their deal is, but that's all it says on the record. It says Kix and Birth Control. I'll bring you the flip side some other time. There's a 3-record set. I don't know anything about them. Eloise was Kay Thompson and Joy Nichols and Benny Lee, the Pussycat song. So now, all right, Thanksgiving's out of the way, November's out of the way. We are about to head full speed into the holidays. I'll tell you more about that shortly, but right now, suffice it to say, thank God November is over with. I hate November. I've always have. I always will. And that's one of the things I'm always thankful for at Thanksgiving, is that November's over. More.
Dissipation is ruination, so don't burn the candle at both ends. No, no, don't burn the candle at both ends. You can't stay up all day and all night, you just can't do it, it just ain't right. So don't burn the candle at both ends. Now one woman is fine, two is enough, three I'll allow, but four is too rough. Redheads are out, brunettes are no better, so stay away from them gals with them pretty sweaters. Did you fill that prescription like the doctor said, 3 times a day and 8 hours in bed? Those rings under your eyes, look how they've grown. They're so big they got rings of their own. Too many cigarettes bring a big doctor bill. If women don't kill you, nicotine will. So you better get some rest while you can. You can't argue with the undertaker man. So don't burn the candle at both ends. Don't burn the candle at both ends. And girls, if you really want my advice, and you want a wedding with shoes and rice, you can't do it. Don't burn the candle at both ends. Now when a guy takes you to dinner and gets real chummy, careful what you put in your tummy. Let him keep that seafood high on the shelf. If you order oysters, don't make a pig of yourself. Go to bed at 5, wake up at 5:30, you think you look like Hedda Lamarr, look like Gravel Gertie. Listen, housewives, if you lead a fast life, you wind up looking like John's other wife. That old man of yours won't make a buck, because when he has to lift that load in that truck, with all that dissipation and coffee in his cup, believe me, sister, he won't lift it up. So don't burn the candle at both ends. No, no, don't burn the candle at both ends. You living and loving much too fast. If you got a good thing, you better make it last. Don't burn the candle at both ends. Now your body's like a car. Don't let it get weak. Better check that motor so that radiator won't leak. When it gets worn out, you won't be able to trade it. So every 1,000 miles, lubricate it. Cause if you're not careful, I see trouble ahead. You wake up one day and find yourself dead. Don't burn the candle at both ends. No, no, don't burn the candle at both ends. You can't have your cake and still eat it. You can't have a candle and overheat it. So don't burn the candle at both ends. Now wear your rubbers in the rain and stay away from drafts on the train. Eat apple every day, be sure your blood pressure's okay. See your dentist twice a year and stay away from root beer. Then again, you might have bad luck, walk out in the street and get hit by a truck. So go on home and read the funny papers and cut out all those funny capers. And remember, folks, you can't burn the candle at both ends.
This life is a struggle from beginning to end, irrespective of how much you save or you spend. When you have to rely on a powder or a pill, you're over the hill, brother, you're over the hill. Over the hill, yes, Papa, you are over the hill. When you have to rely on a powder or pill, brother, you're over the hill. Now don't ever depend on the fountain of youth in restoring your hair or in saving a tooth. When you're left with no teeth for the dentist to fill, you're over the hill, brother. You're over the hill. Yes, over the hill. Oh, toothless, you're over the hill. When you're left with no teeth for the dentist to fill, brother, you got to gum your pulp jobs. You won't need a letter from old Father Time. Mother Nature will tell you when you're past your prime. When you're just a tomato that's been through the mill, you're over the hill, sister. You're over the hill. Yes, over the hill. Oh, sister, you are over the hill. When you're just a tomato that's been through the mill, sister, you're too fat for me. So summer is here, and the moon starts to rise. You're surrounded by young folk with love in their eyes. You got a lot of Jack, But you can't get a Jill? You're over the hill, brother. Way over the hill. Yes, over the hill. Oh, Father, you are over the hill. If you got lots of Jack and you can't get no Jill, brother, you're dead.
Pushing here, pushing there, pushing, pushing everywhere. Here's what happens every day in the crowded old subway. People running everywhere, pushing here, pushing there. And nobody says excuse, because now it's out of use. To explain it, there's no means, they're packed tighter than sardines.
Pushing here, pushing there, pushing, pushing everywhere.
Here's what happens every day in the crowded old subway. Notice this at every door, watch the system they adore. The old man looks for a chance, pushes young girls in defense, while the old lady, if she can, puts herself with the young men.
Pushing here, pushing there, pushing, pushing everywhere.
Here's what happens every day in the crowded old subway. While they push you place to place, someone sneezes on your face. You're so tight and makes it tough with your hands to clean it off. Garlic scent and onions too make you faint the way I do.
Pushing here, pushing there, pushing, pushing everywhere.
Here's what happens every day in the crowded old subway. Hear the girls, they chat, chat, chat. In the subway chew the fat. How about Charlie and how about Jim? One is fat and one is slim. What they did the night before, swear they don't do it anymore.
Pushing here, pushing there, pushing, pushing everywhere.
Here's what happens every day in the crowded old subway. System that some lovers use, and the subway's good excuse. Make believe that they can't hear, so they kiss each other's ear. Crowded train as it may be, up above, that's all you see. You're pushing here, pushing there, pushing, pushing everywhere. Here's what happens every day in the crowded old subway. Here's what happens every day in the crowded old subway.
Wherever you go, ask for radio, radio.
Yes.
Radio, when you're on the go and traveling, ask your host for a radio.
You want to know traffic time and news, talk and entertaining music. When you're staying in a strange hotel, when you're far away from home and you feel so all alone, just ask the man for a radio. You want to know traffic time and news, talk and entertaining music. When you're staying in a strange hotel, and then when you're far away from home and you feel so alone.
At a hotel, motel, tell them
I want a radio.
Every time we take a trip, you always get my goat. I like trains and buses, but you like a ferry boat. Well, the next time we go traveling, ships are out, and I declare. You go your way, I'll go mine, I'll meet you over there. You take a ship for yourself. I'll go by train or by myself. If you can't fly in planes, ride in buses or in trains, then go take a ship for yourself. Take a battleship, an excursion ship, or a fishing ship will do. And if you can't take a big ship, then take a small canoe. Fun voyage to you, my friend. I'll meet you at the journey's end. If you like briny seas, rolling waves, and ocean breeze, then go take a ship for yourself. Maybe that gives you pleasure, but it gives me an awful pain. Sailing, sailing, isn't it lovely weather? Perhaps I'll change my mind and we'll both take a ship together. A big ship, then take a small canoe. Fun voyage to you, my friend. I'll meet you at the journey's end. If you like briny seas, rolling waves, an ocean breeze, then go, take a ship for yourself. The story of the three young men who went out on a hike one Sunday. Now two went by train and one took a boat, and they told him that he'd get there Monday. Well, I was the fellow who took the boat, while the other boys kidded me and got my goat. But from what happened that day, I'm glad I went my way. I'm the guy who took a ship for myself. Ooh, I'm tickled to death that I took a ship for myself. My friends all stood and laughed when they saw me take a craft. But the train they took was in the wreck. Now they're each laid up with a broken neck. That's why I'm glad I took a little canoe. I alone was the captain, steward, and crew. Now I want the world to know that no matter where I go, I always take a ship for myself. Don't you ever laugh when a fellow takes a craft. For a little cruise on the deep blue sea brings you whim, vigor, and vitality. That's why I'm glad I took a little canoe. I alone was the captain, steward, and crew. Now I want the world to know that no matter where I go, at any old time, in any old place, the rain or shine, on land or in space, wherever I sleep, wherever I stay, wherever I walk or talk or play, wherever I go, whatever I do, whoever I know, whatever I'm through, wherever I dance, whoever I see, wherever I happen to be, I always take a ship for myself.
Sitting by the roadside on a summer's day, chatting with my messmates, passing time away. Laying in the shadows underneath the trees, goodness how delicious, eating goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Goodness how delicious, eating goober peas. When a horseman passes, the soldiers have a rule to cry out at their loudest, "Hey mister, where's your mule?" But another pleasure enchantinger than these is wearing out your grinders, eating goober peas.
Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Goodness, how delicious, eating goober peas.
Just before the battle, the general heard a row. He said, "The Yanks are coming, I hear their rifles now." He turned around in wonder, and what do you think he sees? The Georgia militia eating goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Goodness, how delicious, eating goober peas. think my song has lasted almost long enough. The subject's interesting, but the rhymes are getting tough. I wish this war was over and free from rags and fleas. We'd kiss our wives and sweethearts and gobble goober peas.
Peas, 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 eating goober peas.
Goodness, how delicious.
Goodness, how delicious.
Goodness, how delicious.
Eating goober peas.
This is the tale of a poor young girl who longed for company. She didn't care what company it might have been, company B. She fell in love with a brave fireman, but he broke her heart, you see. Oh, she lived next door to a firehouse where the engines went clang, clang. But a fireman wasn't true to her. In her heart she felt a pang. Every time she met a fireman, a song of hate she sang. So she moved next door to a station house where the pistols went bang, bang. Oh, she lived next door to a station house where the pistols went bang, bang. And she fell in love with a handsome cop, and to him love songs she sang. When he introduced her to his wife, she said, "That's what I feared." So she moved next door to a baseball park, where the fans all booed and cheered.
Boo! Hooray!
Oh, she lived next door to a baseball park, where the fans all booed and cheered.
Boo! Hooray!
And she fell in love with a catcher, though everybody sneered. When he came to bat without his mask, she cried out loud, boo-hoo. So she moved next door to a railroad yard, where the trains all went, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. Oh, she lived next door to a railroad yard, where the trains all go, boo-hoo. And she fell in love with an engineer who promised he'd be true. But he went away on a long, long trip and never did come back. So she jumped into a lake and drowned, and the ducks all went quack, 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 quack. And the engines went clang, clang. And the pistols went bang, bang. And the trains all went.
When a fellow meets a girl in Switzerland, there's a certain thing he's gotta do. He can never, never take her by the hand till he learns to tooly-ooly-doo. When a Swiss boy goes calling on a Swiss miss in June,
he sings this pretty tune,
and he charms her like magic when he yodels this tune.
Beneath the alpine moon,
the echo goes higher and higher. Now you know what to do.
Ohio. And soon their hearts are both on fire when you get lonely. Now you know what to do. Make your dreams come true. Dooley, 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 doo. And make your dreams come true.
I'll bet you were expecting something different, weren't you? No. This is my purpose here, is to keep you off your balance and keep you on your toes. And to that end, today we're doing 78s, because I have more 78s than you could shake a stick at. And if I expect to get to Maine in one piece, I cannot take them with me, because they weigh about probably 1,000 pounds. I don't know. I've got 20 or 30 boxes that are just full of these things. Like 20 or 30 records a piece. So I have to get rid of them. I can't take them up there with me. There's billions more up there waiting for me to rescue. So these guys are being granted their freedom at some point. I'm not sure how yet. If you have any ideas, let me know. kbcradio@hotmail.com. We started with Louis Jordan. Don't Burn the Candle at Both Ends. Arthur Godfrey, You're Over the Hill. The Subway Song was Nicola Paone, whoever he is. You'll hear from him again today. Two from Benny Bill. We heard Go Take a Ship for Yourself. And the follow-up, I'm the Guy Who Took a Ship for Himself. Yes. And Burl Ives after that. Goober Pease. The Jesters. And She Lived Next Door to a Firehouse. I don't know who the Jesters were, but I like that cut. And the Sportsman Quartet featuring Mel Blanc. And Tooley Ooley Dooley, A Pleasant Little Swiss Diversion for you today. So, okay, got more because you have not seen the beginning of it yet. I have been working on this for the last 2 weeks, and I have a bunch. So my loss is going to be your gain, or vice versa. So without much further ado, a pleasant interlude, and we'll continue.
Are playing in here. No, mama, don't allow no juice are playing in here. Well, I don't care what mama don't allow. I'm gonna do a juice off anyhow. Mama don't allow no juice are playing in here.
Mama don't allow no bass filling in here. Mama don't allow no bass filling in here. But I don't care what mama don't allow. I'm gonna do bass filling out. Mama don't allow no bass filling in
Mama don't allow no train whistling in here. Mama don't allow no train whistling in here. Well, I don't care what mama don't allow. I'm gonna do a train whistle anyhow. Mama don't allow no train whistling in here. Mama don't allow no bazooka playing in here. Oh, no, man. Mama don't allow no bazooka playing in here. Well, I don't care what mama don't allow. I'm gonna do a bazooka anyhow. Mama don't allow no bazooka playing in here.
Mama don't
Now Mama don't allow no tap dancing in here. Mama don't allow no tap dancing in here. Well, I don't care what Mama don't allow, I'm gonna do a tap dance anyhow. Mama don't allow no tap dancing in here. Mama don't allow no music played in here. Now Mama didn't allow no music played in here. Well, we didn't care what Mama didn't allow. We done a little music anyhow. Now Mama didn't allow no music played in here. I'm on everybody's radio, no matter where you tune. Now, I don't talk and I don't dance, I don't even croon. I'm not the handsome leading man with muscles big and strong, but I'm the guy, the lucky guy who gets to ring the gong. For I'm the sound effects man. I'm the sound effects man. I whistle and twitter and sing like a bird, and do what the kid does when lost from the herd. For I'm the sound effects man. How I weary and plan. I'm the factory whistle that shrieks out at noon. I'm the cackle that means we'll have scrambled eggs soon. I'm the howl of the wind in an ocean typhoon. For I'm the sound effects man. I'm the sound effects man. I shut like a window, I slam like a door. I toot like an engine and creak like a floor. I'm the sound effects man. How I weary and plan. When the mortgage is due and the villain is riled, I'm the ripping and snorting, in fact I go wild. When they rescue the papers and tear up the child, for I'm the sound effects man. I'm the smack of the glove as the prize fighter pokes. I'm the thunderous applause for the movie star folks. I'm the record that laughs at the comic's old jokes. For I'm the sound effects man.
Now, that old name dropper himself, Harry Rosen of Rosen Fuels, invites you to meet some of his celebrity friends.
This, friends, I'm afraid, is the beginning of what you call a commercial. It tells you how to keep bodies warm. Don't wait till you're half frozen. Buy your fuel from Harry Rosen.
Well, it certainly is nice to meet Harry Rosen's celebrity friends. But, of course, our time is limited, so we'll... But, Mr. Rosen, I don't think we have time.
Oh, Rochester. Rochester, come here. Gosh, you know, I can't understand it. I mean, this fuel bill here is 5 cents more than it was last month.
Well, don't wait till you have frozen bottles. Buy your fuel at Harry Rosen.
Well, now you all know it. Harry Rosen certainly has friends in high places. So until next time... Harry! Wait a minute, Harry.
Now, Mr. Twickums, isn't it true that when you're half frozen, you buy your fuel from Harry Rosen?
Yes, Mr. Mason.
And isn't it true that you didn't buy your fuel from Harry Rosen last winter?
Yes, that's right, Mr. Mason.
I hope you've learned something, Mr. Twickums.
Yes, Mr. Mason, that this winter I will buy my fuel from Harry Rosen.
Friends, you can call Harry Rosen at 546-4242.
With my girl, I'm on the street, and right there a police I meet. I just got the girl like this. With my love, I give a kiss. Oh, the girl loves me so much. With my lips, I always touch. But there comes the police, and he told me like this. Ah, oh, what's the matter, you?
What's the matter with me?
What's the matter, you? This is a freak on three. But the police got nervoso in un modo curioso. So he starts to speak tough, and I speak tough too. Perché non so parlare bene americano, io ti schiaffo quattro di quelle parole proprio all'uso italiano, sai. L'amore mio, è un grande amore, l'amore mio, e mi vuole baciare. Mr. Police, non mi basare. Mr. Police, that is my girl, you cannot put me in jail. No, 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 you cannot put me in jail. My Rosina, no can tell, see she is or not my girl. She speak Italiano, and your police americano. Must you come right away to the house where she stay? Mom and Papa tell you best, me Rosina, very honest. Oh, what's the matter you?
What's the matter me?
Oh, what's the matter you? This is a freak on three, but police got nervoso in un modo curioso, so he starts to speak tough, yeah, I speak tough, it too. Perché non so parlare bene americano, io ti schiaffo quattro di quelle parole proprio all'uso italiano, sai. L'amore mio, è un grande amore, l'amore mio, mi vuol baciare. Mr. Police, non mi badare, Mr. Police, that is my girl, and you cannot put me in jail. No, 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 you cannot put me in jail. Police got nervoso in un modo curioso, so he starts to speak tough, I speak tough too. Perché non so parlare bene americano, io ti schiaffo quattro di quelle parole, sai, proprio all'uso in italiano. L'amore mio, è un grande amore, l'amore mio, mi vuol baciare. Mr. Police, non mi badare, Mr. Police, that is my girl, you cannot put me in jail. No, 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 you cannot put me in jail. No, 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 you cannot put me in jail.
I'll take the legs from some old table. I'll take the arms from some old chair. I'll take the neck from some old bottle. And from a horse I'll take the head. I'll take the hands and face from off the clock. And baby, when I'm through, I'll get more loving from that dumb, dumb dummy than I've been getting from you.
organized graft in the United States, excepting Congress. So it's naturally a pleasure to me to appear before the biggest. You are without a doubt the most disgustingly rich audience I ever talked to, with the possible exception of the bootleggers union, local number one, combined with the enforcement officer. Now I understand you hold this convention every year to announce what the annual GIP will be. I have often wondered where the depositors hold that convention. I had an account in the bank once, and the banker asked me to withdraw it. Said I used up more red ink and the account was worse. I see where your wife come with you. You notice I say come, not were brought. I see where your convention was opened by a prayer. You had to send outside your ranks to get somebody that knew how to pray. You should have had one creditor there. He'd have shown you how to pray. I noticed in the prayer the clergyman announced to the Almighty that the bankers were here. Well, it wasn't exactly an announcement. It was more in the nature of a warning. He didn't tell the devil, as he figured to. He knew where you all were all the time, anyhow. I see by your speeches that you are very optimistic of the business conditions of the coming year. Boy, I don't blame you. If I had your dough, I'd be optimistic, too. Will you please tell me what you all do with the vice president the bank has? I guess that's to get anybody more discouraged before you can see the main guy. Well, the United States is the biggest business institution in the world. They've only got one vice president. Nobody's ever found anything for him to do. I've met most of you as I come out of the stage door of the Follies every night. I want to tell you that any of you that are capitalized at under $1 million needn't hang around there. Our girls may not know their Latin and Greek, but they certainly know their Dun and Bradstreet. You have a wonderful organization. I understand you have 10,000 here, and with what you have in the various federal prisons brings your membership up to around 30,000. So goodbye, paupers. You're the finest bunch of Shylocks that ever foreclosed a mortgage on a widow's home.
The girls like men, a rooster likes a hen, but why does a bee like his honey? The ducks like drakes and they call them sugar cakes, but why does a bee like his honey? The world goes round, nature has a plan, and I have found a lady likes a man. The birds in the trees have affinities, but why does a bee like his honey? A cow's moo moo can call a bolt a woo, but why does a bee like his honey? A duck's quack quack can call his sweetie back, but why does a bee like his honey? When does get low, they always call a moose, and you all know a gander loves a goose. A lonesome fish gives papa's tail a swish, but why does a bee like his honey? Thank you. does the bee like his honey? The birds make friends, the robins with the wrens, but why does the bee like his honey? A lady wolf, I'm sure, is never sore when someone says, a wolf is at your door. The great big bears have their love affairs, but why does the bee like his honey? My gal, she wears a 14 shoe, but I love her just the same. She's cross-eyed and bow-legged too, but I love her just the same. When she comes walking down the street, it looks like she's got two left feet. She'd make a zombie feet creep creep, but I love her just the same. She's got a face like a hawk, but I love her just the same. She stammers when she tries to talk, but I love her just the same. She's awfully skinny, goodness knows, I have to hold her when it blows, or up into the air she goes, but I love her just the same. Are short and her chin is long, but I love her just the same. When she was born, the stork went wrong, but I love her just the same. At home, she really gets about. She's all in sections, there's no doubt. Her hair comes off and her teeth fly out, but I love her just the same. They tried to keep her at the zoo, but I love her just the same. The kids think she's the boogie boo, but I love her just the same. Don't have to worry, rain or shine, no one will steal that gal of mine. They say she'd frighten Frankenstein, but I love her just the same.
Kentucky is my hometown. So why don't you look me up down and teach you to watch you? It's a creepy little wonderful one-horse town.
Gotta get a train for Wahoo Wahoo, in time to catch a bus for Tabu Dabu.
Better bring along a little pair of hay, cause you'll have to ride a mule the rest of the way. So why don't you look me up, down, and teach you how to watch me. I'll be watching and waiting for you. I'll be waiting and watching for you.
In the Tower of London, largest life,
largest life,
the ghost of Anne Boleyn walks, I declare.
He declare.
For Anne Boleyn was once King Henry's wife.
King Henry's wife.
Until he made the headsman Bobbert heir.
Bobbert heir.
Ah, yes, he did her wrong long years ago.
Long years ago.
And she comes up at night to tell him so.
So, so, so.
With her head.
Head.
Tucked.
Tucked.
Underneath her arm she walks the bloody tower. With her head.
Head.
Underneath her arm at the midnight hour. She comes to haunt King Henry, she means giving him what for.
What for?
Gadzook, she's going to tell him off for having spilled her gore.
Her gore.
And just in case the headsman wants to give her an encore, she has her head tucked underneath her arm. Sometimes gay King Henry gives a spread.
Gives a spread.
For all his pals and gals, a ghostly crew.
A ghostly crew.
The headsman carves the joint and cuts the bread.
And cuts the bread.
Then in comes Anne Boleyn to queer the do.
To queer the do.
She holds her head up with a wild war whoop. And Henry says, don't drop it in the soup. With her head tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower. With her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. The sentries think that it's a football that she carries in. And when they've had a few, they shout, his army going to win. They think that it's Red Grange instead of poor old Anne Boleyn. With their head tucked underneath their arm. Along the drafty corridors for miles and miles she goes.
She goes.
She often catches cold, poor thing, it's cold there when it blows.
It blows.
And it's awfully awkward for the Queen to have to blow her nose. With her head tucked underneath her arm. With her head tucked underneath her arm.
Now, I don't want to complain, so I did tell you you were going to hear that again, so there it was. All right? Save the best for last. We started this set with Ruth Davis, a two-sided thing from him, Mama Don't Allow It, that was the A-side, and I'm the Sound Effects Man. After that, Nicola Payone, back again, by popular demand, Mr. Police, that's my girl! Ann Shelton after that. The dummy song, Will Rogers, talks to the bankers. Will, where the hell were you 2 years ago when the bankers need a real serious talking to? I mean, oh, that's right. He was dead, wasn't he? All right, never mind. Go back to sleep, Will. Two-sided hit from the Corn Cobblers featuring Stan Fritz. Why does the bee love his honey? And I love her just the same. One Monroe and the Orchestra down in Chichi Hachawacha. Not sure where that is. And one left over from Halloween, Rudy Valley, and the Connecticut Yankees with her head tucked underneath her arm. Okay? So, that brings us to next week. Oh, sorry about the commercials, but, you know, gotta pay the rent somehow, right? You know how it goes. Next week, we will be bringing you a salute to World War II. Next Tuesday is December 7th, a date that will live forever in infamy. Not only because of the war, but that'll be the day that'll be remembered for when KBC did his radio salute to World War II. Back when wars were wars and men were dying by the boatload. The good war. The fun war. Tune in next week. You'll see what I mean. Coming up, your mystery tune, another two-sided thing that I kind of spliced together the best I could. And it's a comedy monologue, it says on the label. I'll let you wonder who it is. Check out my playlist page, which is always behind times. In the meantime, have a good week. I'll see you next week. One more time, guys. All right. See ya.
I want an order in the court here. Dan, get that dog out from under that stove. This place smells like a monkey cage here. First case on the docket, Sadie Anderson.
Yes, sir, that's me.
30 days in jail. That's me. Lock her up, Dan. Next case, Jim Williams. Bring him along. You name Williams?
No, sir. My name's James Fairfax Montague Williams. I come from Henrico County, Judge. That's where I come from.
Nobody cares where you come from. It's where you're going to go from here, I want to know. You're charged by Officer Gray with feloniously cutting and wounding the body and person of Floyd Gault. What about it?
Well, Judge, I want to plead not guilty. That's what I want to do.
Have you a lawyer?
No, sir. I don't want no lawyer messing around me. But I certainly would like to have a couple of good witnesses if you got them.
How old are you?
I'm just 24.
You'll be just 25 when you get out. Lock him up, Dan. What do you want?
Well, Judge, I want to get out of here. That's about all I want.
What's your name?
My name's George Washington.
You're not the man cut down the cherry tree, are you?
No, sir. I ain't done no work for about a year, Judge.
What are you doing here?
Well, Judge, I was standing in front of the post office. I come down here to get some work. And a policeman come on by, and I thought I'd be sociable, and I say, Merry Christmas. And he grabbed a hold of me and drug me up here and pushed me right on in jail. But I certainly wasn't doing nothing. I just down and out.
You may be down, but you're not out for 10 days. Knock him up, Dan. What do you want, Pansy?
Well, Judge, I want to speak with you about my husband. That's what I want.
You needn't cry about it. You've only been married about a week, haven't you?
Yes, just a week ago, Judge. It seemed longer, but that's all it is. And what I want to ask you, what was that you give my husband, a marriage license or a liquor license? Been drunk ever since I got married to him.
You tell him I want him here tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
Well, Judge, I don't reckon he's going to be able to be here tomorrow, because he and I had a sort of fuss last night, and Dr. Creasy say he won't be out of hospital before Thursday.
You better go on home and chaperone him yourself, Benz. Next case, Todd Saunders. Hurry him along, Dan. Todd, you're charged by Officer Lee with the attempted larceny of one pair of trousers from the premises of Lee Powell on Sawyer Swamp Road. Tell us about it.
Well, Judge, I come on home last night and I passed on by Mr. Powell's house and I see a pair of trousers hang on the line in the yard and I thought Mr. Powell forgot to take them in. And I say to myself, I better take them on home and keep them for him. That's what I thought.
Why didn't you stop when the officer called to you?
Well, Judge, when I hear him call, I thought maybe he called somebody on ahead, and I thought I'd run on and tell him he wanted him.
You must have been going very fast when he couldn't overtake you.
Well, Judge, I do walk fast. Funny thing about me, most everything I do fast.
You better do 60 days, see how fast you can do that. Lock him up, Dan. Next case on the docket, Robert Ransford, James Monahan, and Michael Murphy. Bring out that delegation, Dan. Is your name Ransford?
Yes, Your Worship. Robert J. Ransford, the British subject. I'm quartermaster on the steamship Esther.
Your name Monahan?
Yes, sir. James Francis Monahan.
What's your name?
Marshal Thomas Murphy.
You're three are charged by Officers Tate, Curtis, Paget, Tolliver, Gray. Lucky they didn't have to call out the militia to get you here.
You're charged on three separate counts, drunk and disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and murderous assault and battery on the body and person of each other. Tell us about it, Ransford.
Well, your worship, I come ashore last night off of my vessel about 5 bells to do a bit of shopping. And going back aboard ship, I struck into a near beer saloon, and I had a flask in my pocket, and I've asked those two Irishmen who were in there to have a drink with me. We've had several drinks, and had a bit of a song and a story and getting along very nicely. And about midnight, the little Irishman asked me very casually, how long are you in America? And I thought I'd make a bit of a joke, and I said about 5'8", and that's all I remember. I remember hearing a lot of glasses breaking after that, and then I heard that big Irishman say very distinctly, throw him out a window. The little chap said no, take him up another flight. Then everything got dark, and when I returned to consciousness, I was back here in a cell. I should never have been brought here, your worship.
You want to say anything, Monaghan?
Not a word. Murphy told me to keep my mouth shut.
You anything to say, Murphy?
I have, Your Honor, and a whole lot. Monaghan and myself were drinking last night here in a near beer saloon. Without a word of warning, in he comes. And without ever being introduced to us, says he in a loud, vulgar voice, will you have a drink? Well, says I, to save trouble, we will. We're drinking very quietly, and Monaghan and him have words and go to the floor. I don't know what come between them, but I didn't want Monaghan to be alone, and I went with him. We gave him a good beating and wouldn't be here now but for Monaghan. I have him 2 squares away before the police come at all. But Monaghan sees them carrying the lad down to the jail, and nothing will do him but he goes down and tries to get in and beat him again. And I went down to face the fireman, and the fairy was his grab.
I reckon you all been drinking a little too much. 4.5 apiece and cost. That'll be 5.25.
But, Your Worship, do I understand you correctly that I have to pay 5.25 for having me at Noctos?
You'll pay to go to jail if you don't. You got any money, Monaghan?
I had $1.30 when I was brought here, but the police robbed me.
You haven't been robbed. I got that here in the desk. Have you any money, Murphy?
I had me wage pay, a $10 note and 2 ones, and the same fella trimmed me.
You haven't been robbed or trimmed. You've been searched.
I got it. He gave us a good testing. If Your Honor don't mind, take the boat's fines out of my 12. Monaghan hasn't enough, and I wouldn't leave him here in the jail.
That'll be 10.50.
Take it and welcome. It's well worth it.
Mr. Brown?
What is it, Henry?
You're on to come to that circus parade. If you want to see it, you better come on. She's coming right down Washington Avenue.
Court adjourned.